In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our message for today is from the epistle reading from Hebrews chapter 12, especially these words. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. This is our text. Well, friends, I keep on dreaming and I keep on imagining that maybe someday I am going to get there. I am going to arrive, and I am going to get to that place where I am going to be that fully formed adult human being who has everything completely figured out. And I've got it all down. You know, I keep on thinking and I keep on imagining that maybe someday I could get to that place where I have pulled together all of those life experiences and all of those life lessons and learn from them all and apply them all, pull all those lessons and experiences together at just the right moment and come through. You know, I keep on thinking that maybe someday I'll finally get all that stuff from the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University classes, and that maybe finally all that stuff will come together and it will click, and then I will never waste another nickel again, and I'm only going to make the right investments. Or I'm going to get to that place where I finally have my time managed efficiently. And I'm going to strike that perfect balance, you know, between always being available for everybody and getting all the work done, but also having time for family and time to take care of myself. I always keep on imagining and dreaming that I'm going to get to that day and get to that point where I will only eat what is right and good and never touch the bad stuff, and I am going to exercise every single day. I imagine and I dream I could get to that point where I will always get my work done on time. No, strike that. I am going to work ahead, and I'm going to get things done before it needs to get done. I think that I could maybe finally get to that place where I will just make the right decisions, think the right things, and say the right stuff. You know, kind of get to that spot where you're sitting up on that mountaintop, you know, cross-legged, like that Zen master, you know, up there with the breeze just gently blowing, watching the sunrise. But then I wake up from that dream, usually with the alarm clock buzzing, doing that annoying thing. And it always feels like I'm waking up about 15 minutes too late, and I find myself playing catch up the rest of the day. Feel like I'm seldom ahead, but I'm always running behind, making choices, arriving at decisions, thinking things, saying things, doing things, maybe sometimes along the way, learning some of those lessons and making the right calls and making the right decisions, saying the right things, thinking the right kind of things and doing the right kind of things, maybe sometimes just by dumb luck stumbling into the right kind of stuff, or sometimes with bad luck saying, doing the wrong thing, messing up, failing, falling, forgetting those lessons, sometimes making the same dumb mistakes over and over again. Which I guess is all just to say this. To to that whole picture and that whole dream of being that fully formed Zen master adult, fooey. Nonsense. None of us will ever be able to arrive at that imaginary destination in this life where we've got it all down, or where we have it all figured out. The truth of the matter is this: I am an imperfect person in an imperfect world, doing the best I can with what it is I have, my time, my resources, my experiences, and wisdom. The truth of the matter is this: you are an imperfect person in an imperfect world, doing the best that you can with what you have at hand, your time, your resources, your experiences, and your wisdom. That is true. We know that's true. We admit that it's true. But if that was all the truth there was, if that was the end of the story, if that was all there was to it, this world would be absolutely maddening, and it would be terrifying. Because there are a lot of people in this world who have arrived at that place and arrived at that point where they have come to the sort of thought that that is all there is to it. That is the end of the story. But if that's all that we see, and if that's all that we can imagine, if that's all that we could think, then it takes you to a place where your perspective is either going to be one of two things. You're either going to be saying to yourself, well, you know, I things are bad, but I just got to keep working harder. I got to just keep trying harder. I just got to get better. And then maybe someday I can get to that place. Or on the other hand, you could arrive at the place where you just shrug and say, well, what's the point? Why bother? Why even try anymore? If that is all there was to the story, it'd be maddening and terrifying. This world, our life, it would be nothing more than this unclimbable mountain or this impossible chase for what is permanently elusive. It would be this unendurable journey toward this unbearable destination. The only things left for us would be exhaustion, emptiness, and hopelessness. If that was all there was, if not for another perspective, a different kind of perspective. The kind of perspective that the author to the Hebrews has today. The perspective that says there is something more. There is a purpose behind all of this. There is a purpose through all of this. The perspective that says that there is a God who is above all things. There is a creator. There is an author to this story. There is a God who is in all things and through all things, and a God who is at work in all things. For you see, friends, you and I, we are not called to hopelessness and emptiness and exhaustion. We are not called to do the impossible task, or to carry the unbearable load, or to just hear those unspeakable words of hopelessness. No. The author to the Hebrews says it this way. He says it so beautifully. You are called to, and you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable angels in the festal gathering. What a beautiful picture right there. And he goes on and he says, you are called to and you have come to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. The spirits of the righteous made perfect. Friends, that is you. That is who you are, and that is where you are. Right here and right now. Even with everything that you are lacking and all of your imperfections, you are those ones who are made holy and righteous. And in the eyes of God, you can even say that you are the ones who are His and you are forgiven. Not because of who you are, not because of what you have done, not because of the potential that you have. But it's all because of what the author of Hebrews says next. It's all because of Jesus. Jesus, who is the mediator of a new covenant. And to the blood that Jesus Christ sprinkles, and that blood of Jesus Christ speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Poor old Abel. Think about him in the Old Testament back there. You know, here's Abel. He's this poor guy who just really tried to do everything that he should do. He did everything that he could. He did everything that was right. And he is, I guess we could say, the first man who's kind of the victim of the unfairness and the brokenness and the sin of this world. His blood, the blood of Abel, which was spilled by his jealous brother Cain, it speaks and it says a word. It tells a message. It's a message of unfairness and injustice. But the blood of Jesus, Jesus Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant, He is the one who delivers a new promise. He is the one who gives to us a new reality. At the cross, His blood is shed. And His death is indeed unfair. It is unjust. But it's not hopeless. It is hopeful. Because only Jesus can shed that blood. Only Jesus can suffer that injustice and that unfairness. Only Jesus can die to overcome all of that. And to rise victorious and to forgive our sins. Jesus Christ is the one who does the impossible. He is the one who carries for you and me and for all of this broken world that unbearable load. He receives those unspeakable words of judgment and condemnation for us so that He can overcome. That He can conquer for this world and for you and me. And give us a different perspective from this world. It's a perspective of hope who is found in Him. That hope that is found in Jesus Christ, who is our Emmanuel, the God who has come to be with us and the God who is for us, the God who is over us, the God who is ahead of us, the God who is behind us, the God who is all around you, the God who is in you. And the God who is also at work in and through all things. He is the one who has done it all. He is that fully formed, perfect human being who is on your side, who is with you and for you. He is the one who is there at the top over all creation, seated on His heavenly throne. He is your friend, and He is ruling over all things in His wisdom and His glory. He sees you and me in our mess, in our brokenness, and in our sin. But in His grace, He still loves and He forgives you and me. And what a beautiful, awesome perspective that gives to us. This is a perspective that knows and believes and it trusts and it receives all things from God. The joys and the blessings, and also the grief and the struggle. It's a perspective that receives all of those things as the ways that God in His love is leading and guiding and informing and shaping you to His image for His good, according to His will. All the ways that God is at work through all the experiences and all the lessons of life to shape and form you into the person that He wants you to be. Guiding and shaping us throughout our life with some of these lessons and some of these experiences, maybe sometimes through some of those things, He is shaping and forming us to turn away from sin, things that are harmful and things that don't line up with His will. Sometimes He is leading and guiding and shaping and forming us to turn and repent from those things and to turn toward what is good. The opportunities that He gives to us to serve others, to give witness and to give a reason for the hope that is in you. And in all things and through all things, we can always be sure of this, that He is always in every situation, in every circumstance, every lesson and every experience. Our God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, is always turning us to look to Him above all things and to trust in Him. Dear friends, every single one of you, as long as you have life in your lungs, and have a pulse in your chest, every single one of us are not done yet. We're not a finished product. We're always these works in progress. God is working on us, shaping us, and forming us. And through this all, have faith. And trust that someday we will arrive there. We are going to get to that place. Fully formed. Not into what we want to be or what we imagine or what we dream of, but we are going to get to that place where we'll be formed into the people that God wants us to be. It's not going to be about you and me seated up there on the mountaintop and all of our wisdom, but it's going to be about you and I and so many other guests and so many other folks gathered together and seated around the banquet table of Jesus Christ our Lord. God, our Heavenly Father, who by His grace and love gives us everything that we need for our life every single day and everything that we need for all of eternity. Everything that He gives is good. We trust in His mercy to guide us through these days, to be with Him, life everlasting. Amen. And now may that peace and that love of God, our Heavenly Father, His ways that transcend all of our understanding, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.